Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Please bear with us. We're having some technical difficulties. Dr. Jewel, if you can hear me, we are unable to hear you.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Let me have you two call in.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook. What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage and Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details. Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Greetings. How are you? It's wonderful to be here again today. Yes, we are live again. And today is a special day because we are going to spend some time talking about this very incredible phenomena that is available for you to experience with us, with me, with the Jewel University. Now, you've probably seen on our social media and on our Instagram page, as well as if you come to the website, that we are going to Alaska. Well, I tell you, this is very important. It's very incredible. It only happens once every 6,000 years. So you don't want to miss this. So I'm sure you're wondering, well, what in the world is going on that I haven't heard about this? Well, you have. But again, the communications has been skewed and it has not been made very clear about what's really going on your planet, on our planet. So therefore, this is the show that's going to get you straightened out. If you have any more questions thereafter, you can then contact us at the website and know that you're going to be able to be deluged with all of the research and the information to confirm that we're going through a pole shift. This is so, so very important that you understand that nothing is the same. Everything is changing. And so where are you in your mind? Where are you in your head? How are you using your brain to accommodate the change? You've got to change. We all are changing all the time anyway, but this is a max. This is a really big change. So we are going to Alaska on the 16th, really the 17th of September, to allow our DNA to be amped up, bumped up to the next level. Well, what's going to do that? Well, no, we're not going to, you know, a genetic engineering lab as it's been introduced to you. We're going to what? The master genetic engineering lab. And what lab is that? That is at the polar regions of our planet, planet Earth. And the actual natural tool that will do that will be the information, the aurora borealis, the lights themselves, which are carrying incredible amounts of information coming beyond the ninth dimension. Remember, I've been teaching you now, you have the capacity to interact in 11 dimensions. This is coming beyond the ninth dimension, has traveled beyond many, many star systems to amp us up, as well as planet Earth, as well as our entire solar system for this next 6,000 years. So today, get your pads and pencils out because I have information for you that you're going to want to contemplate, think about, and really decide, do you want to be healthy, brilliant, incredible, awesome, fearless member of the 21st century? And if so, what do you have to do? It's not based on your credit score. It's not based on how much money in the bank you have. It's based on the quality of your DNA, the quality of the software programs. This is what the DNA is. And software programs carry on protein. Isn't that something? Software programs carried on protein. That is DNA, and it's all bundled up in a nice little wrapper known as a chromosome. So what the goal is now is to make sure that your chromosomes are carrying incredible software programs. And those software programs are already there, but they're dormant. Why are they dormant? That's just the nature of how our software programs work until they are exposed to the proper environment. So without further ado, before we get into the meat of what I want to share with you, let's go to our station break, and I'll be right back. Make sure you have your pads and pencils now, because we're going to take a journey to the Northern Lights. Be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Well, how about that? Do you know how to navigate an immortal body? I tell you that your Jewel University is something. Visit it, juis.education, and check it out. And this is the new language. This is what individuals who are preparing themselves to be in the 21st century are thinking about. They're thinking about the immortality of their body. How many years do they want? I mean, thinking about 70 or 80 years is nothing, nothing at all. So we'll come back to that a little later, but let's travel into and through the auroras. Now, this energy, this plasmic energy that comes to the polar regions of our planet and many other planets is how the cosmos and our section of the galaxy communicate with all other large, large bodies and stars within their own network. And so they do this through light. In this reality, in this dimension, light is everything. And so therefore the light is the transmitter of information. Now, most people are not still comprehending that everything is light. Everything is light. I don't care if it's a sledgehammer. I don't care if it's a caterpillar, earth mover. It still is made out of light. And so what we're seeing is the capacity of light, little photons. That's the subatomic anatomical structure of light, little photons, and even they have a subatomic or a sub-level, nano level of anatomy. But for right now, it's the little photons that's below the atom, and they can coalesce, magnetize themselves to each other in a geometric template to produce what we call mass, or our life. Now, isn't that amazing? Okay, and so therefore, if the geometric template with its geometry is of such a quality, et cetera, don't form into a piece of paper. That's what the thought wave is that has attracted the photon. Or a sandwich. Have you thought about that? Your sandwich is made out of light. So whether it's Arby's or whether it's a wonderful whole foods, organic lettuce and tomato sandwich. Or maybe your sandwich is a kale wrap, totally for our raw fanciers. It's still all light. It's a matter of what you like. It's a matter of the frequency that you want your body to resonate at without you having to do much work. Because regardless of what you eat, this is important to recognize. And here, Dr. Jewel Pookham saying this, that your body can resonate at any frequency, any wavelength you want, regardless of what you eat, if you have the proper alignment with your soul, your mind, and the body. This is the biggie. This information coming from other dimensions, coming from very, very long distances, travels at the speed of light. And so therefore, when the information needs to be transmitted from other stars and other planets and planetoids and asteroids, et cetera, it is moving as light. Now, what's so interesting in this dimension that we are occupying is that we haven't yet even recognized that light is blackness. So most of us don't think of blackness, as we call it, as light. But it is light. It is the most concentrated form of light. Let's think about that. That when you're in blackness, when you're in what they call nighttime, all of every wavelength of light that we know about and more is present. all around you. Literally, it's permeating you. It really is. But because of the insensitivity and the lack of development of the brain and its peripheral nervous system, you're not feeling it. You're not consciously aware of it. And you just see this blackness all around you. But unless you have activated the areas of the brain, just like cats can do and many of the other animals, that they operate at night and operate at night only. They're nocturnal, as we call it. They see all the different wavelengths of light. They see light at night, so it's no problem for them. So if your brain cannot perceive, for example, X-ray radiation, if you want to use that term, I like X-ray wavelength, or can't see infrared, which is visible in the light night, in the light day or daylight, then those animals who definitely can see clearly ultraviolet, clearly can see infrared at nighttime. They have no problem seeing anything that they're interested in approaching. So therefore, hunting for them at night is no further difficulty than it would be in the daylight. But what we're looking at how the brains are hardwired and how the consciousness of the individual can recognize and function in a brain of that type of what we call neuronal connectivity. And so, therefore, when you are looking up in the sky, you are looking at maximum light exposure. And so when you see a star, and that's what they call maybe a red star, a blue star twinkling in maximum light exposure, which is what we call blackness or night, your brain is only attracted to a very small radiation of all the light that is totally present before you. But you're seeing all of the light as blackness and the little red star or the blue star as what is most of us think is really there. Everything is there. Everything is there. And so the communication system is light in our sector, quadrant of the galaxy, the cosmos. And the communication system is light itself also. So now, what makes the auroras appear so different? Well, they are light waves that are moving into becoming more solidified, but still very, what we call, etheric, okay? Still have this capacity to move back and forth, to fluctuate, to rise and fall. And they are dense. They're denser than a ray from the sun. So a sunbeam looks quite different than the auroras because the auroras are in the very early stages of becoming materialized. So with that said, that means that the information that they have now is more conducive to be able to be processed even at a more coagulated level. But you are. You are literally a coagulation of this light, so condensed that you appear to be solid. So these energies that are coming to our planet, the North Pole and the South Pole, is information, it is light, but it is at its very early stage of materializing as mass. And so that's why it's able, from our magnetic field, to hover at the poles of the planet and fluctuate back and forth. Colors are very interesting because the colors are telling you about the type and the quality of information that they are embracing and bringing and hovering over the earth with a particular amount of knowledge, really, information. And so when the auroras are green, neon green, green, sculptural green, blue, sky blue, they are letting us know in their own way that this is a variation in the information, but the general category is the same. Now, planet Earth obviously has been in communication and been nurtured like this continuously for its hundreds of thousands of millions of years. For us, we weren't able to understand this. And so this was just a phenomena that happened. We know it only happened at the poles, that kind of thing. But we didn't really understand that that was a communication system and that planet Earth was being actually inundated and updated about what was happening in other dimensions, star systems beyond what our telescope could have ever envisioned, as well as what her sisters and brothers in her solar system are doing and how they are being affected by their arrangement in the cosmos totally. So with our brains advancing and evolving to now be able to comprehend and process information coming to us in this form, okay, it doesn't have to be in a book anymore, okay? It doesn't have to be just solely in sound anymore, because most people still don't understand that sound is information. It's not just what you think is a note or a rhythm. It is specific information, which is why each sound has a different quality, carrying different information. And it's affecting mass at a different level and in a different way. So therefore, these colors that are actually condensating, you know, in this plasmic form, just like the film inside of an eggshell. That's what you're really looking at. But it's not even that dense. But if you want to have a description more of the auroras, they would be more of that type of sensation to you from a physical level with your body. And they are bringing you information. These colors are information. And what part of your body can acknowledge this level of information in this form? And we now have discovered that it is literally our master program. The master programs are carried in every cell in the form of DNA. So therefore, that means then that it's information that is available for your software programs in your body to be able to be updated. This is what you have to understand. So this is a strategic time that the North Pole and the South Pole are switching places. We call that the pole shift, and the polar regions are getting different information. So it's not that the North Pole is going to move into the South Pole position, but it's going to get all new programs activated. And the same with the South Pole that's now moving into the North Pole's position. Totally changing. And this happens every 6,000 years. Now, how are you going to respond to that? And how are you going to allow yourself to be literally upgraded? How are you going to receive your upgrading? Now, of course, I know many of you haven't even thought about it. You just are like, well, you know, I've gone to class and I'm going to school and I'm in an advanced, you know, master's program, et cetera. No, 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 no. That is not what you need right now, okay? That's just more information from someone else's past that they're bringing to you for you to use basically for what? Self in to some type of organization to execute that. But what about your tissue directly? What about the DNA program that you are responsible for so that your tissues can change with the environment? The North Pole, South Pole are now totally being reprogrammed. How are you going to make the adjustment? So you're getting new air. Did you know that? The air is changing. And it's not just because of the chemtrails that the planes are making, or whoever you think is spraying the air, it is because of the information coming from other dimensions and coming from galaxies beyond that is changing our constitution of the air. The soil, as you know it, is changing. Soil is literally stardust. That is not made common, but that's what it is. And so it in of itself and its constitution is changing. Its atomic weights are changing. The activity of the electrons, all of this is changing. How is this going to happen for you? Well, like the other organisms, their existence, just of being on the planet, being within the soil, will allow that to occur. Now, humans, however, have not been so receptive and so docile to just allow themselves to have their DNA, their chromosomes, the information in the tissues to be upgraded. Why haven't they done that? And it is because, for many reasons. Today on the show, we won't go through that, but the point is, look at your environment. You don't come in contact with the stardust hardly at all because it's covered with asphalt. It's covered with cement. Where there is natural fauna and flora, the grasses and the shrubs, they're all sprayed with pesticides, usually in the inner cities. And so, therefore, that definitely is a contamination, which would do what? Which would actually distort formation in the light wavelength that you would come in contact with so that if your tissues were able to process it, it would definitely be a different message. So I want you to think about that. How are you going to get upgraded? Okay, think about that. Our sponsors want to speak to you. I'll be right back.
What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details.
Yeah, it's time. We've got to basically move on. So that was the question left on you. How are you going to be upgraded? Okay, this is so important. And so for those organisms that have not been able to be upgraded, they're going into what you know and what we term extinction. So we're losing a lot of life forms on this planet because they are not able to conform to the change that is necessary. And again, because planet Earth is such an incredible nurturer, we have new forms and new organisms that are coming into play. Now, this is very tricky because it's cute. In a way, I think it's incredible. Now, with the new organisms that are coming into existence, because the old organisms that could not make the adjustments have returned back to energy. They've returned back to pure light. That's where everything goes. It always returns to pure light. Now, the new organisms are here. You've been able to get through that change, unlike the organisms that became extinct. But now, are you adjusting at the rate that you can interact harmoniously with the new organisms that have now come to replace them? Now, look at that, because we're seeing so many people suffering with disease, and, you know, the present medical system is saying, we don't know about this. We haven't had the experiences before. We're working on it. These are things that we don't really know about and understand. We haven't seen this before. Many of you have been told this when you're coming in with your discomfort. Your skin is not right. We don't know what's happening with your hair, your vision. I'm eating well. I'm resting well. And I just feel like I'm just crumbling. So we've got these vague diseases. fibromyalgia, and, you know, we've got dementia, and people are having bulbar disorders where they just break out laughing for no reason or crying, et cetera. The nervous system is not able to make the adjustment. How are they going to get upgraded? Well, again, first thing we have to do is accept the fact that, yes, you are changing, everything is, and you want to change. You want to change. We have so many people who don't want to change. They spend their whole day in consciousness in their past. They make sure they look at all the old past movies and the old past pictures and the old past books and everything. But they do this every day. It's not as though they're going back to get wisdom. They're constantly reaching back in their past. We have people that still are caring for themselves like it was in the 1900s. Okay. What am I saying about that? I'm saying that they're using methods and technologies that are not necessary anymore. All they have to do is think differently, and the body will actually take care of itself. So we have many people who are still fighting about bacteria. And I wonder how you all feel with that. Here you are, somebody's telling you, oh, you have to have these probiotics. Well, what is it? Well, it's bacteria. It's a different combination of bacteria that you have to have in your digestive tract. Oh, really? Why? Because they make sure you're not constipated. It helps you make the vitamins. And then somebody turns around and says, be careful. The lettuce is contaminated. The cholera on there and the salmonella. And you need these antibiotics. Well, you just were told that the reason why your intestines aren't working so well because the antibiotics aren't, the bacteria are low in number and then not the correct type. And then someone tells you that this type of bacteria is what's going to basically cause you to have massive diarrhea and perhaps die of dehydration. How are you receiving this information that perceives itself to be so contradictory? What is the leveling point? What is the balance that's going to allow you to recognize that cholera, that particular bacteria, only affects certain people? So everybody is not going to be susceptible to cholera just because cholera may be around. Only certain people will be affected by that bacteria. Because everybody else would be like, no problem for me. Okay, I ate the lettuce, but no problem for me. Well, why is that? Their thinking, which then determines the quality of their immune system, allows their body, if the cholera is there, to handle it, and you're not even distracted. So when we have individuals who already come to a shift in the environment with systems in the body, whether it's the heart, whether it's the kidneys, the immune system, they will immediately react to them adversely to that change in the environment. This is understood. And so therefore, getting yourself ready for the 21st century is a necessity. It's a necessity. And it's an exposure to the information that can totally activate the next level of DNA information software programs in your genes without you having to have surgery, without somebody having to probe you, without having to have any of those things, which is how all the other organisms are updated. All you have to do is show up. And what does that mean? That means that you have to want to change. That will. We can't override that. So you have to want to change. And that means that now you're opening up your own DNA to be reprogrammed. So if you're looking at the past and in the past, you know, I can't do that because 15 years ago, this is what I experienced. And, you know, in the past, it hasn't been comfortable for me to do that. Change. And so therefore, your DNA is locked down. It is not going to open for the new information that's hovering all over you, above your head. And so, therefore, you are not going to be able to deal with the new organism. You're not going to be able to handle the new constitution of the air. You're not going to be able to tolerate the new qualities of soil. Understand that it's all about you and where you are in your awareness. The past is the past. The only thing we ever want to bring forth is the wisdom. Did you learn, guess what, the universal principle from that experience? Did you learn that you were out of alignment with it? Did you learn that you were strictly on it? That's what you look for from the past. And we stay in the present and we move forward in our consciousness to look forward to the new adventures. There's so much for us to experience in the present future that you will never be exhausted, that you will continuously learn, which is why we talk about wanting to achieve AI. A for absolute, I for intelligence. AI, uppercase A, uppercase I. You're not interested in the little A, lowercase A, lowercase I, that is being touted around here, artificial intelligence. What do you need that for? When you're the intelligent one, you have the actual living, constantly expanding and evolving intelligence. All you want to do is make sure that it is progressive, that it's expanding, and that it's relevant to what? Your present future. So what is your future? You got to be pulling yourself forward. So those of us who are looking for having an incredible present future, we're constantly creating, we're constantly allowing information to come to us in its own unique form. Our future is infinite and endless. Then you were created to have that experience. You were never supposed to be limited. The body was never supposed to basically crumble and die on you. No, it was not. And we've known that since 1912. You understand that? They were giving out Nobel Prizes for people demonstrating that tissue could live endlessly. So Henrietta Lacks, that was the crossing point. It was brought to the forefront. You are immortal. Now you have to learn how to sustain something that can live indefinitely. This is what the 21st century is about. How do we now sustain something that can be here indefinitely? And that's what the Jewel University is about, and that's why we are going to the Auroras, where the information is coming to this planet to reestablish its database, its information system for the next 6,000 years. So if you show up so that you can experience the same experience that Mother Earth and all the other organisms are experiencing, guess what? You can be here and you can create how you'll be here indefinitely. And that is what we are doing here at the Jewel University starting September 17th. We'll start out in Fairbanks. We'll then progress on Anchorage. We'll have incredible teaching. And you will be set for the next 6,000 years. Now, you show me what university is telling you that. Okay? You show me how you can only pay, and I'm going to just put it out here, just $3,300 for your DNA to be bumped up for the next 6,000 years. So you want to know what's going to basically get you up to date and ready for the next 6,000 years? It's exposure to what is already hovering over the planet for every organism who will just go and sit. And what's so deep about this is that that exposure is not just for those who are going to travel to the North Pole, it's for every human being. Let me tell you a little bit more about that after this message. I'll be right back.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Joel Pogue.
You know, I think about all those nouns and things that are just used to describe me, and, you know, it brings back little flashes of things that I've done in the past, and I'm like, wow, I'm really so excited to be here with you today. Now, we've been talking about upgrade, okay? Upgrade yourself. How do you do that dimensionally? How do you do that planetarily? How do you do that galactically? All you have to do is what? Show up. That is the key. It's so wonderful. All you have to do is show up. So now, 6,000 years, your planet is so loving, so benevolent. So everybody doesn't have to run to the North Pole to get upgraded. No, I don't want to put that out at all. But now it's a process. And it's just like anything. Now pay attention to this description. I want you to get this in your mind. One of my greatest teachers is the rose bush. See, Mother Nature is always having us in class. All we have to do is just pay attention. And so what's so interesting about a rose bush? So many things, but let me just, you know, make it real simple for you. First thing, every branch on the rose bush doesn't have a rose on the end of it. Have you noticed that? Regardless of how lush the leaves are and how many branches it gets to have, there's not a rose on the end of every bush. So if you examine it closely, you'll see many branches, they don't have anything but leaves on the end. No indication that there's anything happening. Then you'll look at the rose bush and you'll notice, there's a significant number of branches, though, that at the end they have little balls on them. We call them little bulbs, you know, pre-budding roses. And there'll be others that will have literally four developed buds beginning to show some type of color. And then you'll see there's some branches that have roses that are in early bloom. And then you'll have a smaller number that will have just huge, gorgeous roses in full bloom on it, which makes that entire bush so beautiful. Now, that's the same thing for the human population. Everyone is not going to be upgraded at the same time. But there will come a time where everybody will need to be upgraded if they're going to ever experience their full development. Pay attention to what I'm telling you. So that means then that the roses who are in the first wave that bloom, obviously everybody's holding and raving about their beauty, etc. No problem. There is a wave, a frequency, a constant of time, which is what? A conscious segment of awareness. That's what time really is. It's your awareness. How long can you hold the awareness? That's what time really is. So if you're able to hold the focus on the rose bush, you'll notice that there'll be a conscious segment of awareness that all of the branches will go through a process of what appears to be no growth, pre-bud, budding, early bloom, maximum bloom cycle. And then after that, nothing. Everything is dormant, no more. Now, the season, depending on the type of rose bush and the environment, may be 2 full blooms, 3 full blooms a season, 13 moons, Gregorian calendar, 12 months. And then nothing's happened again until when? The next cycle, which, depending upon how you are processing conscious intervals of awareness, that may be next month by your measurement to it, excuse me, next year. So that means then that there is a segment of awareness that is necessary for those people who are aware to expose themselves to an experience before the capacity to have that experience will not be available for a while. And that's when we talk about, oh, your rose is supposed to bloom, you know, 5 or 6 times in its season, and then it'll go dormant, et cetera. What is your season? See, that's what you have to know about yourself. What is your season for your upgrade? This is an overall upgrade that's happening on planet Earth. And so everyone who would allow themselves to be exposed to this information will be upgraded just by your willingness to show up. And because this is a special transition point for our entire planet, the entire planet will be embraced with the information. That's why this is so significant. That's why we know that this is something special that doesn't happen often. Because those auroras that normally only bring the information to the north and south pole of planets is going to embrace this entire planet. So one of the first things that is happening, we're noticing that the auroras are moving north, and the southern auroras are moving south. This is never seen before. Why? Because you haven't lived 6,000 years. So you didn't see this when it happened 6,000 years ago. So for you, it's new, but this is how everything slowly will be upgraded in a particular conscious segment of awareness. And so therefore, now since these auroras are slowly moving north of themselves and south of themselves, it has been calculated already that this is going to be over, totally a done deal by 2050. And that the highlight of all this will be over by 2030. Trust me, if you decide that you're not going to go directly to the North Pole, you'll still have the opportunity to be upgraded, we believe. I'm holding that focus for you. But the key here is that usually the people who know that something like this is happening, and they definitely want to be able to be on top of everything for the next 1,000 years, this 21st century, they're going to make the effort to show up wherever it is so they can get their upgrade done and over so that they're already beginning to live their future. So if you want to attempt to try to basically hang around and, you know, stay in the past, okay, instead of going to getting upgraded and just waiting for it to finally come to you, you can take that chance because that's what it is. That's what it is with all of this change happening. Are you kidding? Okay. You can't be really assured of anything if your mind is not on preparing for your upgrade. Yeah, I tell you, that's the insurance policy. Okay. It's not Liberty Insurance or Prudential. It's not Blue Cross. It's your thinking. I'm ready to change. I'm ready to prepare for my future. Where do I go to get upgraded? That's all you have to think. And that frequency of thought will ensure that you will get upgraded. And so if you're listening today, obviously you must have had that thought to some extent, perhaps not with that great detail, and that is why you are hearing this opportunity announced to you. So check this out. Check this out. Information that is available to us. I want to read that to you, but I've got one more announcement to get to you before I read it to you, and then we're going to give you the details on how we are supporting all of you to help you upgrade so that your upgrade for the next 1,000 years is going to be permanent. So without further ado, because I definitely want to get all of this into your ear before my sponsors have to speak to you again, so big sponsor. I'll be right back in a minute, okay?
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders, HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
That's important. You've got to learn how to take care of this body. It's going to be hanging around for hundreds and hundreds of years. You definitely want to be looking good and be able to do and go any place. We are now available to literally get you to the International Space Station. We can take you to the moon, 3-month ride. We can take you on to Mars, et cetera. Check it out. Go to NASA right now. They are looking for farmers, agriculturalists, and architects for Mars. Building on Mars, growing food on Mars, teaching each other and the offspring on Mars. That's why you got to be upgraded. Are you kidding? It's not going to be just, calling from one city or one country to another. No, you're going to be calling people on the moon, Mars, et cetera. Yes, you will be if you upgrade. If you upgrade. And so that's exciting. Can you imagine your sister's on Mars? You're talking to her for a birthday. Oh, yeah, we're going to have our great aunt's anniversary on the moon. Get used to this kind of thinking. And thinking this way changes the quality of your tissues because the tissues are like, yay, I'm tired of riding on the Ferris wheel. And I'm tired of basically having cocktails at 5. Yay, new experiences. Every cell in your body lives for a new experience. You've got to learn that. So make peace with your past. Extract the wisdom and stay present. Stay present so you can get upgraded. Hey, so what happens with us here at the university? You get upgraded when you prepare. The more preparation you have, the easier it gets. A snap. So you've got to learn the anatomy, the gross anatomy, as well as the micro anatomy of your body and cosmic anatomy, okay? Because we're getting information from the auroras here permeating this earth coming from the cosmos. That's how you're going to be able to be comfortable on the moon, have a great time on Mars and beyond, because the cosmic software programs are now being activated in every cell of your body. If you will be present, present yourself so that the DNA can be activated because it's already there. So that's why those who know the anatomy, they know the proper language, et cetera, that is priming the DNA. So when you then put yourself into the presence of the information, the upgrade happens naturally. So check this out now. Our inner thought structures are changing. Old conditions are falling away. Artificial systems are collapsing, and our DNA is activated. You got to give it the basic primer so it'll be ready when you and the aurora. Collective disillusionment is exponential now. We are being called to do what? To elevate our frequency by releasing habituated mental patterns and opening into a new galactic consciousness. This is what is present and on the horizon for you. So check this out now. Write this down. The synchronic order. Now, do you know anything about that? You got to know. Is the singling system of galactic mind. So to assess this galactic mind requires you to purify your body and your mind. Balance our brain hemispheres, and turn on the inner technology. Now, this inner technology is interdimensional because I'm telling you this is coming out beyond the ninth dimension. Our interdimensional technology is found where? Within your body and is the key to assessing your multidimensional self. We already have proof. The archaeologists have shown us Your brain and skull can accommodate interacting in 11 dimensions. So it is within this realm that the solutions to all of our past problems and perceived problems lie. So the ultimate goal is total healing and planetary remembrance. So check this out. Our grand teacher that is coming to be with us and sit with us, she's known in our circle as the Red Queen. Now, that's a whole teaching in itself, and you will get that. You need to know who you always are sitting with and what they have done to earn your attention. There's no question here that being in the presence of this person, you will be proud that you made the shift. So she, as well as her organization, have done great things for humanity in being able to allow us to free ourselves from the machine. Yeah, that Matrix, what, that movie, The Matrix, wasn't joking. Free yourself from the machine. Well, what am I saying to you? I'm saying that how many of you have those machines strapped on your wrist? You got them around your neck. You got them in your pocket. You got those machines all around you, and you're trying to basically compete and live your life by them. And they're just nothing but plastic, steel. Some of them have jewels in them, et cetera. But they are not biological. They are not a life form. No, they're not. That's why they don't multiply. That's why they don't eat. They don't defecate. They don't urinate in your drawer, because they're not biological. And therefore, they cannot regulate healthfully a biological system. They will cause your destruction. And that's already been demonstrated to us. So you've got to understand, they have their place, but they're not to basically tell you when to go, when to stop. No, they're not. You listen to your body. That's why you are depending on those things, because you don't know your own anatomy. When you know your own body and your own synchronic order and your purpose, you will know when to go, when to stop, how to behave. Naturally, just like all the other animals. You ever seen a squirrel watch? What about a pigeon? Where's the pigeon watch? What about your cat or your dog? So they obviously know how to tell time, but they use a different mechanism that doesn't destroy their body. So let's get wise here. Enough of this. So therefore, our co-host, Ms. Stephanie South, has written a fabulous book, Assessing Your Multidimensional Self, and that will be your primer, because you will begin with us in June to start your training. So, bottom line very quickly, because many people, they don't really understand this invitation. This invitation is inviting you on the 17th of September to the 23rd to join us to update your DNA. Your training for such that's on the 18th. $3,300 very simply, and join us at jspire.education to register. Check us out. Love you very much. There's so much to teach you about this, but pay attention and just follow directions. I love you. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewess. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you.
Okay, are you there?